A bail hearing was held today for three of four suspects charged in an alleged plot to attack New York's JFK International Airport. The hearing took place on the Caribbean island of Trinidad. The three, two Guyanese and one Trinidadian, were dealt a setback when the magistrate ordered that bail be denied. NPR's Judy McCarthy was in the courtroom, and she has this report.
The three defendants were led into a caged dock. A bailiff unlocked the handcuffs that bound the three men, who appeared pressed and in good condition. Before the start of the morning's hearing to determine whether they should be set free on bail, the men conferred with their lawyers and caught the eye of loved ones who sat in the two rows that made up the public gallery. Defense counsel rose to make the case for their freedom. The men did not speak. The accused, who had been variously described earlier by friends and relatives as hapless and frail, were put in a different light today. Defense counsel said that Kareem Ibrahim, 62, a religious leader, a sportsman, an accomplished steel drum player, a lifelong resident of Trinidad, with strong links to the community, who he said will not abscond. Next, Abdul Qadir, 55, a native of Guyana, and perhaps the most enigmatic of the defendants. The defense attorney extolled the credentials of this bald, strapping figure, a former member of Guyana's parliament, a former municipal mayor, a civil engineer, a devout Muslim, a husband of 33 years, and father of nine children. Two of them sat in the courtroom flanking their mother, who appeared drawn and distracted under her black veil and abaya. The third defendant, Abdel Nour, 57, was described by his lawyers as a religious man whose good faith was demonstrated by the fact that he turned himself in. The counsel for the United States in these proceedings, Israel Khan, rose and told the court any representations about positive character were essentially trumped by the seriousness of the alleged crime, a plot to bomb jet fuel pipelines that feed into JFK International Airport. He said the defendants would have known that thousands of lives would be affected. Bail is not a presumptive right, Khan told the court, and proceeded to offer exhibits that put the defendants in a less than flattering light. He showed a photograph of defendant Abdul Qadir with his children holding what the lawyer called semi-automatic weapons. At the close of the 90-minute hearing, Magistrate Sherman McNichols ruled that given the nature and seriousness of the offense, bail is refused. Outside, supporters of the accused gave out a brief prayer to Mohammed while family members fled from cameras. Muslim supporters who witnessed today's proceedings saw it as part of a larger conspiracy that they say the United States is waging against them and Islam. This woman identified herself as Yunasu Sankofa.
The defendants have nothing to do with it. It's Bush and the administration set up the whole thing. They ain't in no plot, no nothing. It's one big conspiracy and lie. And when they continue so, they're damaging their own country and damaging innocent people.
The fourth defendant, Russell DeFreitas, is in custody in New York at a detention center in Brooklyn. The three men detained in Trinidad are back in court June 22nd in what's expected to be a long series of hearings before extradition proceedings begin in August. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Port of Spain, Trinidad.